Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is continuously expanding its space sector in new global order. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to embark on a two-day visit to Russia today. Canada to impose retaliatory tariffs on United States as trade talks collapse. Cargo ship with 24 crew members sinks in Bay of Bengal off Odisha coast. Indian Coast Guard and Navy launch rescue operation. And in cricket, second and final test match of the series between India and host Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is continuously expanding its space sector in the new global order. Mr. Modi extended his greetings on the occasion of National Space Day today. Sharing a video on his social media handle, Mr. Modi said Gen Z engineers, designers, coders and scientists are creating new technologies. He also noted that India's private space talent is creating its own unique identity across the world. The Prime Minister said that India's space sector is a magnet for global investors. He said that India has resolved to become a developed nation by 2047, and the space sector will play a pivotal role in realizing this vision.
हम सबने मिलकर 2047 तक भारत को विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने का संकल्प लिया। इस संकल्प को सिद्धि तक पहुंचाने में स्पेस सेक्टर की भूमिका बहुत बड़ी है।
प्रोपल्शन सिस्टम हो, कंपोजिट मटेरियल्स हो, रॉकेट स्टेजेज हो, सैटेलाइट प्लेटफॉर्म्स हो, भारत का युवा आज उन क्षेत्रों में काम कर रहा है जिनकी कुछ साल पहले कल्पना भी संभव नहीं थी। भारत का प्राइवेट स्पेस टैलेंट पूरी दुनिया में अपनी अलग पहचान बना रहा है। आज ग्लोबल इन्वेस्टर्स के लिए भारत का स्पेस सेक्टर एक अट्रैक्टिव डेस्टिनेशन बन रहा है।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will undertake a two-day official visit to Russia beginning today. The minister will co-chair the 27th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation. During the visit, Dr. Jayashankar will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and exchange perspectives on regional and global issues. India is hosting the BRICS Sports Ministers meeting in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh today as part of its BRICS Chairship 2026. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, along with sports ministers and heads of delegation from all 11 BRICS member countries, will attend the meeting. A report.
The BRICS Sports Minister meeting is aimed at strengthening cooperation among BRICS countries through sports and fostering closer people-to-people ties. The discussions will focus on traditional and indigenous sports, sports technology and sports manufacturing. The meeting will also feature country statements by representatives of all 11 BRICS member countries, bilateral meetings and cultural engagements. The meeting is expected to conclude with the adoption of the BRICS Sports Joint Declaration. As part of the program, the BRICS Friendship Cycling event was held early this morning to promote the spirit of friendship, solidarity and cooperation among the participating countries. The BRICS Youth Ministers meeting concluded in Visakhapatnam yesterday with the adoption of the BRICS Youth Ministers joint statement. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Visakhapatnam.
A Panama-flagged cargo ship with 24 crew members, mostly Chinese on board, sank in the Bay of Bengal yesterday. Officials said the ship sank about 240 nautical miles off the Odisha coast. 20 of the crew members on the ship, MV Ocean Winner, were Chinese, 3 Myanmarese and 1 Bangladeshi. The ship was heading to Singapore carrying 72,100 metric tons of iron ore fines from Odisha. It had left the Paradip coast on the 20th of this month. Indian Coast Guard and Indian Navy have launched a rescue operation. So far, 2 persons have been rescued from the waters. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Canada will impose retaliatory tariffs on United States as trade talks collapse.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that Canada will match the United States' new tariff dollar for dollar to protect Canadian workers, farmers, families and businesses after trade negotiations between the two countries collapsed. In a social media post, Carney said, "For over a year, Canada has worked intensively and in good faith with the United States to negotiate a new comprehensive trade deal." Carney further said he had instructed Canadian negotiators to return to Ottawa after over a year of discussions with Washington, adding that Canada could not accept the offer made by the United States. The Canadian Prime Minister added that Ottawa would announce details of retaliatory tariff measures in the coming days. With Sanyukta's report, Jigyasa Pandey for World News.
More than 70 British parliamentarians have written to the UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, urging intervention over the worsening situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK. They have called for an end to the bloodshed caused by Pakistani forces and measures to protect civilian lives. The appeal comes amid the escalating violence and abuses in the occupied territory, where hundreds have been killed and injured in a brutal crackdown by Pakistani forces. The region also remains under a strict blockade, curfew and a total communications blackout. The lawmakers also appeal to the UN to press Pakistani authorities to end arbitrary arrests, ensure due process and access to legal representation, and facilitate appropriate access for independent human rights observers in the occupied territory. Human rights body Baloch Yak Jehti Committee, BYC, has strongly condemned the drone attack by Pakistani forces on civilians in Balochistan's Mastung district, describing the incident as state terrorism. The remarks came after a drone strike hit an orchard in the Khadkucha area of Mastung on Friday, killing four workers on the spot and injuring three others. The attack came just days after the Pakistani Air Force reportedly carried out indiscriminate bombardment in residential areas in the Gidar area of Balochistan's Surab district, killing more than 30 civilians, including women and children, and injuring several others. The rights body noted that the use of fighter jets, drones and other military forces against ordinary civilians in Balochistan exposed the Pakistani policy of carrying out the indiscriminate massacre of the Baloch people solely on the basis of their identity. Iran's secretary to the Supreme National Security Council, Mohsen Rezai, has warned neighboring countries against joining the United States economic campaign against Tehran, saying such participation would lead Iran to consider them enemies. In an interview, Rezai said Iran is not seeking escalation, but warned that Tehran would respond if neighboring countries supported Washington's economic pressure measures. He further warned that Iran could block oil imports from the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz if regional countries join the US campaign. A moderate earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.9 rattled eastern Japan, including the Tokyo area, early today. The country's meteorological agency said there was no danger of a tsunami. More than 20 people were injured. According to Japan Meteorological Agency, the quake occurred in the southern Ibaraki prefecture at a depth of 70 kilometers. In cricket, India was 17 for no loss against host Sri Lanka in the second and final test of the series in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat. India have made one change to their playing 11, with seasoned Madhya Pradesh all-rounder Saraj Jain making his test debut. Kuldeep Yadav has been ruled out due to an infection. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is continuously expanding its space sector in the new global order. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to embark on a two-day visit to Russia today. Canada to impose retaliatory tariffs on the United States as trade talks collapse. Cargo ship with 24 crew members sinks in Bay of Bengal off Odisha coast. Indian Coast Guard and Navy launch rescue operation. And in cricket, second and final test match of the series between India and host Sri Lanka underway in Colombo. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.